Paul Rohde calls this barge shipping season interesting. As Waterways Council's Midwest Vice President, he says high water and government policy have affected shipping on the Mississippi River. Wisconsin grains, soybeans, and corn are often shipped on barges, then passed through the Gulf of Mexico to make it to, say, China. But some barges have been held up this year. For example, three locks and dams in the St. Paul area were closed for 2 weeks in April due to high water, and flooding caused a large siltation buildup in Louisiana. Rohde says this caused the Mississippi River to temporarily close, affecting everything north.
You had not just closures, but at other times, real constrictions with respect to how much can be shipped, what time of day, the width of the channel. So essentially you're turning a two-way river into a one-way river.
The Army Corps of Engineers is charged with dredging the Mississippi River when siltation builds up, but its dredging budget was down this year. Improvements to locks and dams have also been held up. Rohde says the uncertainty of river shipping could cause shippers to consider other modes of transportation, which could affect commodity prices.
You're trying to double your exports by 2014, as this administration has said it is, and you don't have reliability to get your product out to the Gulf and to global markets, you're going to lose customers for a long time, maybe forever.
The barge shipping season usually lasts until the end of November or beginning of December. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.